Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Joe Nosek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Lou Kraus. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting 7th. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford bunts towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. Agee scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a line drive towards third. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to second. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater scores. Green moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek. Martin reaches second base with a double. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. Elia moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krause fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-1 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to third. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Campaneris scores. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cater moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Cater moves to third. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-1 in the game. Roof is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-0 in the game. Buford is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skowron for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nasek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Nasek reaches second base with a double. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nasek. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Nasek steals third. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 1 in the game. Kraus strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Campaneris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to second. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Elia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peters strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Nasek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green moves to third. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 2 in the game. Kraus takes first base on ball 4. Nasek moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green scores. Nasek scores. Kraus moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Martin settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Martin. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 3 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Kraus moves to third. Campaneris moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 3 in the game. Roof strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek. Adair reaches second base with a double. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Elia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adair scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Horland now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Green hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Nosek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Stahl pinch hits for Lou Kraus. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Horland drops the ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Skourin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 4 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nosek. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Sanders. Robinson moves to third. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adair for the out. Robinson scores. One out. It's 5-4, Athletics. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry pinch runs for J.C. Martin. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Elias strikes out. 2 outs. John Romano pinch hits for Joe Horlan. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.